I'm Kirsty Carter with a roundup of the week's headlines. A man has been arrested in connection with the rape of a 17-year-old committed in Cleethorpes on the 3rd of August 1978. The arrest was the result of Operation Fox, which is looking into historical sexual offences committed in the Humberside police area. The 54-year-old man has been charged with rape and held in custody to appear at Grimsby and Cleethorpes Magistrates Court. Former Cleethorpes doctor Ian Hunter has been struck off following a 7-year affair with a patient he later found dead in her bath. Mr. Hunter faced charges of misconduct after it was found he had been in a relationship with a patient and was the landlord of several other patients. The General Medical Council ruled that Dr. Hunter's long-term sexual relationship with Dawn Best was a gross breach of professional boundaries. The GMC said Dr. Hunter failed to ensure the patient received the medical care she needed and caused serious harm by purchasing alcohol for her. John Ross, the High Steward of Grimsby and former Managing Director and Chairman of the Ross Fishing Empire, has died at the age of 75. Mr. Ross, who has suffered from Parkinson's disease, broke his hip after a fall in his home. He then suffered a coronary attack the next day. He died Thursday morning in the Diana Princess of Wales Hospital in Grimsby. Up to 1,700 of the most vulnerable adults in North East Lincolnshire could face severe cuts to the help they receive as local and national governments hit them with budget reductions. Changes to the government's disability living allowance see recipients being reassessed to make way for a new personal independence payment system. The new system is expected to reduce the amount of recipients in the North East Lincolnshire area by 20%. Thieves have been branded as despicable after targeting North East Lincolnshire's oldest church for the third time in 3 weeks. Parishioners at Old Clee Church in Grimsby have been left to foot a £20,000 repair bill after thieves have torn lead from the roof. The cost of damage has added to the staggering £100,000 the congregation has had to pay out for damage and the thefts at the Grade 1 listed church since 2009. An experienced motorcycle instructor is lucky to be alive after a horrific crash in which he sustained a double fracture of the pelvis. The accident has left him confined to his bed, and he claims that if he had not been wearing the correct safety gear, he would not be here today, but he fears he may never walk again. Mr. Baines was travelling along the A18 near to Humberside Airport when he was in a collision with a car which pulled out of a junction. He hopes that his story will send a message to other bike riders about the importance of wearing the correct protective equipment. For more information, go to www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.